IT dude, you guys need my email up and running ASAP. Okay, so I'm on the phone with him for an hour.
I can just IT see him on the other side.
Needs...
Oh, I have to get him today, huh? Bro, I can just see the IT guy on the other side of the phone.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 166. I'm Josias, @ForTheVillain on Twitter, @Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my beautiful co-host.
Man, the Beaner's here.
What up, G? What's good, man?
Just fucking working with kids. I just love it.
It's okay, continue. Today, you sound like this is bullshit.
Monday and it's raining. It's just a fucking coach's dream.
Rainy day games, homie.
Oh, no, we got to do some little bit of nutrition and some shit like that, and then we play a couple games. So Okay. Today we did hygiene.
Good.
And went over the kids, you know, no one likes a fucking guy that stinks like shit. Boys bring deodorant. Girls, you stink too.
There you go.
I was like, girls, you smell just as bad as boys.
All right.
Bring deodorant.
Did you have a microphone? It sounded like this was like stand-up. And you were just like fucking...
I was fucking around so bad.
Roasting all these kids. And you.
Brush your teeth, you know, fucking... No one wants to talk to some guy that just ate caca all day and shit.
And fucking had a mic and see you saying that.
And it was funny because I'm doing this list of like... Okay, brush your teeth in the morning. Fuck, I don't do that. fucking...
Comb your hair.
Comb your hair. Right? I don't fucking do that. Cut your toenails. I don't do that. I'm like, fuck, I suck, dude.
Everything I do or don't do, you guys need
you
to do.
You need to do because you don't want to fucking grow up and be like this fat fuck.
This guy, because then you're going to be a PE teacher and you're going to end up telling your little bastard kids the same thing.
Same fucking thing. So, fucking retards today.
Oh, jeez.
I tried. It's the hardest thing teaching new games to little ones.
Okay.
And this was, we can't call it the Indian Run anymore.
Because
what we do is everybody runs in a line.
It's a slur now.
Yeah, it's a slur.
But then again, you can't say retard kids either.
Well,
you have just the same.
Yeah, that's true.
No, go ahead, man.
So it's a line of kids, and you cannot pass anybody, and you run, you kind of like jog along. And then when I blow my whistle, the guy in the back has to fucking book it all the way to the front.
Oh, cool, yeah, yeah.
So it goes like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
What's the name of this game now?
I call it the Running Man.
The PC name. Okay, that's a good name.
And then... So I have a lower grade, and it's just like...
That's going to be on PC soon, too, because you have to mention the girls, too.
Yes.
So. Anyways, go ahead again.
So I'm like, okay, we're going to do the basketball court. I want you to walk
the
short end, run the fucking long one, and walk, run, walk. Easy. Okay, coach.
They were just bumping into each other.
They were fucking booking like it, just fucking running the whole thing. Oh, stop it! Walk! Walk! And then I blow the whistle, and then they start running faster. I go, no! The
wrong
person in the back is supposed to run. You guys, you know, slow down. Poor fucking guy has to run all the way.
Sprint extra now.
It was just a disaster, dude. And it's funny, because I have two groups. Because it's such a big class.
Yeah.
So I have the same grade in two groups.
We used to do that. That's a good fucking drill, though. The running, the Indian run, I guess.
You get through the running quick.
Yeah, yeah.
They must have done, like, 20 laps. Just to get through that rotation.
Yeah, yeah. Just like how many kids?
13.
That doesn't sound like a lot, but we used to do it with the
wrestlers. But they can fuck it up and like, okay, let's start over.
Little bastard kids.
So it's just, it's cool, man. I mean, people think I complain, like I don't like my job, but I really do. And like my sister keeps telling me that, like, why don't you look for a job? Why don't you find your own fucking business? You know?
Yeah,
it pisses me off, dude. It's like, I'm not complaining.
No, it's just the day-to-day bullshit we see at our jobs that we can make fun of when we're out of work.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it is. I'm pretty sure she has the same stories, whatever she does.
Oh, but fuck you. You can't tell her anything, bro.
Well, I know your sister.
Jesus Christ.
Trust me, man. And I.
Anyways.
It's
cool.
It's everyone, though, has those stories about somebody or something that went down. Fair. Well, here's my something. Do you have anything else?
No, I'll talk about weekend after you.
Okay, mine was last Tuesday, IT issues at the office.
Oh.
But Tuesday, I got a message from one of my coworkers. She's like, hey, dude, IT wants to know if you've gotten their emails. No, this is like by 3 o'clock, end of the day Tuesday. No, what time did they send it? Noon. No.
3 hours
Let them know that I have not got anything. Okay, so IT, I have to get on the phone with IT by 3 o'clock the last few hours of the day, Tuesday. And my supervisor was out, and then one of my coworkers was going on vacation Wednesday on. So I'm like, I need my system up and running by the time I walk in tomorrow, Wednesday, because I'm going to be, I don't know what the day is going to look like. On top of the emails that are amassing as I'm fucking... shot down.
No, because how many do you usually get a fucking day?
It depends on problem file shit like that. Yeah. Okay. So with her taking off, so end of the day, Tuesday still, was me on the phone with IT. And we had a conversation with this with Sergio. I'm like, IT, dude, you guys need my email up and running ASAP. Okay, so I'm on the phone with them for an hour.
I could just IT see him on the other side.
Needs...
Oh, I have to get him today, huh? Bro, I can just see the IT guy on the other side of the phone.
And he's trying to pull smartass with me, and I'm like, Dick, I did everything you did. And then an hour later, he goes, okay, let me call my IT guy. I didn't know IT had IT. So they, I have two IT guys on the phone, and they have full access now because I did the site thing. So now they're punched into my fucking computer.
Dumb and dumber.
Oh, and everything. Computer shit I've never seen before in fucking formats and the Matrix and everything is going on. And I'm like, fuck me. I don't know what any of this code means. So at the end of the day, last fucking 15 minutes of the day, finally, they're like, yeah, well, we're going to have escalate this to our IT supervisor. So we're going to hit you up in the morning. Fuck. All right. Get wholesale over here. I need a new everything. Anyways, so next morning... I had to get a new monitor again, like the 6th, 7th one. I destroy everything.
Jesus.
And so I still had to wait 2 hours for them to get my email up. And once it was up, 10 Wednesday, solo with just RG, my coworker, Cool Cat. And supervisor was still out. He came in later on in the day, but just all the emails amassed. And then with homegirl being gone on vacation, everyone's, Josias, do you think? Oh, my God. Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Did she do a
fucking... List of priorities. I'm going to go through this and prioritize whichever comes. I'm going to get to all of you guys. Just back off. On top of the email clients I'm getting. On top of the normal workflow. So that was Wednesday. And then still had to work Wednesday night. Second job. And I think my body finally kicked me in the nuts.
Did your friend that was bothering you go, yo, yo?
I would have fucking slapped them, dude. Now I know what it feels like, dude. So
I'm going to tell my IT guy to fix it.
So Wednesday, finally, my body kicked me in the nuts, and I think I finally felt my body, like, give a little bit.
Did you have to work that night?
Yeah. So and then Wednesday night, that was a long night, and I'm not going to say I got sick, but I'm fighting something. Mm. I had a sore throat. It's still lingering a little bit. I have a really bad fucking earache, dude.
Oh, fuck and, me, dude.
I grinded throughout the rest of the work week and then worked closed Saturday and Sunday closed last night to go in early to work this morning. I'm fighting it, dude. So psychosomatically, I'm like, keep telling myself, I'm not sick. I'm not fucking sick. I feel good. I'm not 100%, but I'm not sick either. So that's me, man. My body's giving up on me. And normally when that happens, it's either if my body is like, fuck, my mind will normally tell my body, A, stupid, get your shit together. There's no stopping. We still got to go. Mm-hmm. And this time when my body, you know, or when I mentally wipe, my body's like, nope, we got to go, dude. So it's...
Fuck.
It's the give and take, and it hit me. So everyone that's been hitting me up, just messaging me here and there, my friends that do know, like, fuck, I'm not feeling so hot, like... This earache's fucking bothering me, but I appreciate everyone that's been like just simple here and there. AD, are you feeling any better today? No.
I can't hear you.
But it's cool, I know, right, dude? But yeah, so that's it. That was my weekend, dude. Nothing exciting. Did you do anything exciting?
I saw Fantastic Beasts. Was fucking excellent day. Cool.
You're a Potter fan then.
So good, yes.
Okay, cool.
You can probably watch this without knowing anything about Harry Potter.
I only saw actually I never saw a full Harry Potter.
You can see this in this is all before Harry, like, fucking 50 years
or the guy who wrote the book that they studied or something, right?
It's just an adventure about him going into Hogwarts is in England.
Yeah.
And we don't know shit. In Harry Potter books, we don't know anything about North America.
Okay.
They don't talk about
it. Interesting. Okay.
So now he comes over to North America and they actually have a school and a league that we never knew about.
Okay.
And it's some beasts get...
escape, and we learn about where to find them.
Well, he fucking finds them and shit. It's a really good
fucking movie. Cool, man. I'm probably not gonna check it out. Next movie I wanted to watch I'm not a Harry Potter guy, dude. And so many people Harry Potter fans were giving me shit. Have you seen it? Honestly, and I would pull him close like, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. No! And then it's like, anyway.
Fuck this guy's emails.
Yeah. Yeah, IT, just tell him to fuck off, dude. Fuck your couch. anything else, dude?
I went to Disneyland Sunday,
but it was cold.
Rainforest Cafe for the little one's birthday for breakfast. Wow. Breakfast is legit.
Very cool at
a Rainforest Cafe. Interesting. Okay. Downtown. And
I don't think I've had breakfast there before.
That's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to
check. And I went to Disney, it was like packer than a motherfucker. Like,
was it a holiday?
Fuck it, I don't know.
Yeah, Veterans Weekend.
It was
Veteran. No, that was last week.
It was the Caribbean was like fucking 45 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck?
What was going on? I don't know anyway.
I don't know. But anyways, that was my fucking weekend.
Okay, well, let's get to it, man.
Cool.
Alright, several things before we talk about what we spoke about 100 episodes again. First thing I want to hit is 5 more episodes to go for the end of the year podcast.
5?
After today.
Alright, send me a list so I can copy it.
Definitely, dude. next thing is number 2, Thanksgiving Day on this Thursday.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
You doing anything?
Family. I have off from both jobs, thank goodness. Jeez. So just... Family, chill,
sleep. Good thing you have off of both jobs.
Yeah. I need a full day to recharge my batteries.
No cooking.
I might probably have fun on the cooking day. But anyway, I really need to rest. Like I've realized this weekend, like fuck, I'm always on constant go, and I need to cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so yeah, yourself.
I'll be here, so we'll be cooking and I'll be eating.
There you go. And last thing, dude, I'm going to top off, I guess, a funny office story. Everyone has them. So there's some cute chick that I've been seeing with some girl at the office for the past 2 months.
Chick I've been seeing with a girl.
With another girl. So two girls always together.
Oh, okay.
When I go grab coffee in the morning.
Are you seeing one of them? Or
no. Just passing through. And one of them keeps talking to me. She's a Steelers fan.
Okay.
And this is just a funny story that I thought I'd tell you. So keep talking to the main chick. She's a Steelers fan when I go grab coffee from the truck. And we'll chit-chat here and there. So I was going to go grab coffee a few days ago, or late last week, and waiting for my buddy. I'm just sitting down in our office area or in our fucking main lobby. And I'm just sitting there on my phone waiting for Hector to come out. He finally comes out. But the Steelers chick comes in first with the other girl that is just, she's a cute chick. And so she comes down and has a seat right next to me. Dude, I got to ask you about Steelers real quick. She wanted to make a bet or something, so we start talking. The other girl takes off. So the girl that I think is cute bails to the office, and I'm talking to the chick, you know, the Steelers fan. So we're just chit-chatting and for a good 5 minutes or so. And finally, you know, conversation died out. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm so sorry to bother you about this, but I was just curious, hey, dude, is your homegirl fucking hooked up with anyone?
Okay.
She goes, you mean my daughter?
Oh snap!
My bad. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm probably the last guy who, I'm like, my bad, dude. I'm like, yeah.
She's like, has no school today, asshole. And she's staying mother and daughter.
Apparently, she got, and she broke down the story. Like, yeah, I got her in because the last job she had, blah, 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 whatever. So I got her in here. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was your daughter. She goes, no, it's cool. It's fine. So it was just a funny story. Of course, something like that would happen to me.
What's she look like? Is she pretty? Is she cute?
The mom's dope as fuck. And the daughter is actually pretty dope. She's beautiful, dude. Now it's like, now I just look like an asshole, I think. Although I was polite and like in cool about it, so I thought it was a funny story worth telling on the fucking show. So anyways, I shot myself in the foot.
You shot yourself.
But anyways, it's all good. So anyways,
you think she would like to do a little nasty? My daughter? Oh,
idiot. Jesus. I know, exactly, right? I wouldn't say that anyways, dude.
I thought you were going to say that's my girlfriend or something. I'm like,
imagine that, too. That would work out that way in my way, too, dude. Okay, so episode 66, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, was hashtag Kamikaze 2014. Kamikaze. We hit Twitter love shoutouts, football week 9 and week 10 picks. We hit sex facts, the G-spot and vaginal orgasm are myths, according to new clinical review. And then we hit Kamikaze 2014 Comic-Con interviews. This is where we interviewed Justin. I love his last name, Harder. He's at Justin Kloss harder on Instagram. He's the one, if you guys have seen Thor 2, at the end of the movie, these art pieces, those are his art pieces on the movie, in the end of the movie. We also saw, met up with Ed, Ozzy Yugi. Miss fucking Ed, dude.
What's up with that?
Was the first time we saw Ed, dude. We met Richard Garcia, or interviewed, finally, Richard Garcia. Art by Richard on Instagram, art by Richard G on Twitter, and he's Richard Garcia on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Way cool cat that we love shooting shit with, anyways. We have a Stan Lee announcement, and then we hit Comic Review, Southern Bastards number 5, Carnage Axis number 1, Cal number 1 through 6, What If Doctor Doom Had Become a Hero number 22 from 1980. So that's what we hit 100 episodes ago.
Nice.
That's all I got for what we spoke about, man. Football. Let's hit football, dude. Did you catch any of the games, and what stood out to you?
I just caught the Patriots and Niner game. It was actually televised, so I was cool.
Yeah, 1 o'clock game, right?
Yeah, it was good. Niners don't have D, man. They have no defense.
No, not at all. And,
we ran through them.
It wasn't even good that Kaepernick did bad either. I didn't see the game. I closed last night, so the only games I caught were the morning game, which was a great fucking game. The Steelers-Browns wasn't a great game.
Okay.
But I was switching off between that one and the Baltimore Ravens-Dallas Cowboys game.
Dude, Cowboys are killing.
That was a great fucking game. Straight up, dude. That team is looking scary. So
is Romo gone?
He wants to go to Denver. He needs to stay protected.
He's
injury prone. He's going to die if he has a bad...
He's worse than RG3.
He is, surprisingly, yeah.
Because this guy gets,
broken. And Romo is a better quarterback, though, than RG3. Mm-hmm. So he would need a good defensive line to protect him.
Yeah.
Fuck it, that's all we got, then. Cool. Week 12 picks. Do you want to know... Okay, let's go picks first, dude. Thursday, we have 3 Thursday night games, or Thursday games. Thanksgiving day games. First game, morning game, is going to be the Vikings, 6-4, at the Lions, 6-4, divisional game.
Vikings. You like Stanford, though.
I do. I will go, actually, Lions on that one. Next one's going to be Redskins at Cowboys, the noon game. Redskins 6-3, divisional game at Cowboys 9-1. I'm going to go Cowboys.
So racist. Go Cowboys.
Cowboys and Indians. Next one's going to be Steelers 5-5 at the Colts 5-5. I'm going to go Steelers, you know that.
I'm going to go Colts.
Interesting. Next one's going to be Sunday now. Rams 4-6 at the Saints 4-6.
God, they're both playing bad.
I'm going to go Saints. I like Drew Brees.
I'll go Rams.
You've been ramming it all fucking season. Next one's going to be Titans 5-6 at the Bears 2-8.
The Bears, they suck.
I know, they do.
I'm going to sweep it.
Sweep it? All right, dope, dude. Next one's going to be Cardinals 4-5 at the Falcons 6-4. I think we're going to sweep that one.
God, Cardinals suck, too.
Yeah, 6-4, Falcons?
Yeah.
Next one's going to be Giants 7-3 at the Browns 0-11.
Giants.
Yeah, easy. Next one's going to be Chargers 4-6 at the Texans 6-3.
Chargers.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to go with Texans. Next one's going to be Jaguars 2-8 at the Bills 5-5.
I need Bills to lose, but that's a stupid bet. So I'm going to go Bills.
We'll sweep that one. Next one's going to be Bengals 3-6 divisional game at the Ravens 5-5.
Ravens.
I need Bengals to win, but I will sweep that with you. Next one's going to be 49ers 1-9 at the Dolphins 6-4.
Dolphins.
Yeah, we will.
Dolphins are killing it, man.
They're doing good. Yeah, dude. Next one's going to be Seahawks 7-2 at the Buccaneers 5-5. I'm going to go Seahawks.
Yeah.
All right, we'll sweep that one. Wow, another lot of sweep games. Patriots 8-2 at the Jets 3-7. Sweep.
Sweep.
Next one's going to be Panthers 4-6 at the Raiders 7-2. Sweep it.
Nation.
Next one's going to be the Chiefs 7-3. Divisional game against the Broncos 7-3.
Wow.
Right? This is gonna be a great game. I wanna go Kansas City, dude.
Ah, god damn it, I was gonna go Kansas too.
Let's go Kansas.
Yeah, alright, they're gonna win.
You sure?
Yeah.
Alright, next one's gonna be Monday Night Football game. Packers 4-6 at the Eagles 5-5. I'm gonna go Eagles. I don't buy Packers yet, and Clay Matthews is still hurt.
Yeah, go. I'll sweep it. We got a lot of sweeps on this one.
A lot of sweeps, and these are the totals now. So I'm glad we gave you those games. Sergio and myself are now tied at 88 wins apiece.
Okay.
You're ahead of us at 91.
Yeah.
But we covered that ground in 1 week, dude. So if Sergio's gonna be mad, at least we made it competitive. So at least it's competitive for Sergio and I.
You know what? We voted 2-1 there, buddy. You're out.
I know, dude. That's all good, man. Okay, cool. I have a few articles real quick. I have a fun game for you one more time. I have Do you want to hear about woman allegedly stabs boyfriend to death and tells police he accidentally cut himself?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Inside Edition, an Ohio woman has been arrested for allegedly stabbing her boyfriend to death, according to police. Bobby Amos Camacho, 43, reportedly called police late Saturday night to report that boyfriend James Rowe Jr., 42, had quote-unquote accidentally cut himself while sharpening his knife.
He fell on, like, 13 fucking knives.
I
don't know what happened.
You read this article. When police arrived at the house, however, they said they found Rowe lying face up on a bed in the bedroom with multiple stab wounds.
Face up?
He accidentally fell down, up? Right? Yeah. He was not breathing, and multiple attempts of CPR and other life-saving measures were not successful. According to reports, investigation at the scene by detectives indicated that Rowe was killed by multiple stab wounds to the torso and arm, police said. Amos Camacho was transported to the sheriff's office for questioning and was later charged with murder. Police are reportedly investigating what led to the stabbing. Some of Rowe's family members took to social media to express their sadness. So, yeah.
What kind of name is fucking Amos Macho?
Amos Camacho.
Camacho.
You know, they're Hispanic names. You know that.
It's a chick,
so
right?
This lady belongs on Jesus shit list. Not just what the fuck means, but this is Jesus shit list.
She's good at stabbing, man. She's like American Me style.
Here's another Jesus shit list, dude. Man convicted of killing policeman, dissolving body in acid.
Yeah, I think I did hear about this one.
This one happened in London. This one came out at 11:14. A British jury has convicted an Italian man of murdering a policeman he met online and trying to dissolve his body in acid, a technique used in the TV show Breaking Bad. Jurors at London's Central Criminal Court found Stefano Brizzi guilty Monday of killing Constable Gordon Semple, whom he had met on the gay dating app Grindr. Brizzi claimed Sempi died accidentally during sadomasic sex in April, but prosecutors said the IT developer, there you go, what? Leave it to more IT people.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Let me call my IT. The IT developer strangled Sempi, dismembered his body, and tried to dissolve his flesh in an acid bath.
Wait, how did he die?
Okay,
Sadomasic
sex.
From ass sex?
No, sadomasochistic sex.
Like choking?
Choking, spanking, whipping, tied up.
Wow. Fucking, yeah. Blousers.
Yeah.
And he got the wrong container just like in the movie. You know, do you like these fucking shows that show you how to do this kind of shit?
Not...
I mean, it was a great show, but like... It was actually... You're rooting for a drug dealer and a murderer.
True, but he didn't start off like that. Like, the whole premise of the show was like, how far would you go to hook up your family? But he got too hooked up in it.
There was no excuse afterwards. No. He had a fucking... Spoilers, a fucking rental unit filled with money. She's like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this money. What do I do? That's crazy.
I loved it, though. Especially to see Bryan Cranston in a role. We've never seen him like that before. We got to see a guy break bad, which is dope, dude. So, yeah. Next one's going to be, we're going to play a quick game of blank this.
Fuck this.
Doctors remove blank for men's penis. This one came out 11:15. Do you have any guesses, or do you want to start it up?
Remove blank from penis. Testes from the... No, it's in the bottom. I don't know.
Okay. I'll go through it, and then you try to figure it out.
Okay.
You said testes, so that's your first answer.
Remove testes from penis, but the testes are...
A 28-year-old South African endured a rare case of penile strangulation after squeezing... blank
stick
around his sex organ for quote-unquote erotic reasons, according to the South African Medical Journal. The unnamed man was apparently attempting to use the blank as a substitute cock ring, a sex toy that holds blood in the penis to heighten sexual response. Any ideas yet?
Fuck. Okay, well, it's obviously not a cock ring.
And it's not testes.
That's not testes, but what the fuck?
He put testes on his cock. No,
no. Yeah. He put some kind of device, not a device, but some, not a ring. But he put it on.
Do you want me to keep on going?
Keep going. Keep going.
The blank caused a man's penis to swell up so much that he was unable to remove it. Well, the patient's mother, wow, this got from bad to worse. When the patient's mother brought him to the hospital in Limpopo 4 hours later, his penis was erect and blue.
According
to the doctors. At first, doctors tried to cut the blank off with a tiny surgical saw, but that failed because the swelling made it difficult to get close to the blank without causing further injury.
I'm thinking like some kind of like pipe. Like a like a, I don't know what the fuck, like a, not a pipe, big pipe, but like those little, I
like
don't know.
Like a knob or
yeah,
a like fucking a, washer or something
yeah,
like
that? Yeah, not a big one though, not a fucking, you know what I mean.
Okay.
You're like, on a ring, the, like a wash ring.
You're on the right track, okay. And you actually have the answer, dude. Okay. Doctors eventually made multiple puncture aspirations with a syringe and a pink needle to reduce the swelling.
God.
Right? Ah, oh, hurts. Dude, the patient was given antibiotics and painkillers, presumably with a strong suggestion to not do this again. And the doctor said no proper guidelines exist for the treatment of this condition, so the quote-unquote best method is one with a successful outcome. And that's the end. You are right. It was a fucking wedding ring.
A wedding ring?
Yeah.
How big was his finger? How was
I
his
don't
dick?
Know, dude. But
maybe when it was a sock, but then it just got...
Exactly. But oh, how bad is
my
that?
God.
Yeah.
His wedding ring? Or his wife's?
I don't know that. It doesn't say whose. But regardless of whose wedding ring.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, dude.
Wow. Anyway. No, I felt bad because we have like this bench with like kind of like knitted. And I always stick my fingers in there and pull it out. And I always get caught.
And
my,
your sausage fingers get stuck in there?
This middle one, my knuckle gets... And the kids stare at me. And they pull my hand out. And
they save the day for you?
I'm just like, fuck, when are this guy's dicks in one of those things?
Oh, well, there you go. You're going to have to get it surgically removed. Yeah. But who the fuck even... I don't know, man. I'm down with kinky, but that's a little too kinky.
Dude,
and the cock rings are fucking fun to use, but not fucking wedding rings.
Wedding ring. You know what? I don't know, I'm an idiot.
Okay, since we have Black Friday coming up, I thought this one would be interesting to talk about. Second half, I only have a trade paperback to talk about. Do you have a lot? Okay, so we can go a little bit long.
Yeah.
I want your opinion on this one, then. Again, Black Friday is this Friday, and go to thecomicsyndicate.com, click on the Amazon banner, guys.
Yeah. No, you don't have to worry about someone stealing your fucking TVs or punching you in the face.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You don't have to wait in line.
Or taking your... all the presents to your car because you have so many bags that you take it and then your car gets broken into,
yes.
You know, because you go
click,
back
click,
into
click,
the
click,
mall.
Click.
Yeah. Here you go. 14 coolest toys for the holiday season.
14 what?
Coolest toys for the holiday
okay.
season. Now, what was the coolest toy you got as a kid?
Okay.
As a kid, we'll go kid first.
The G.I. Joe Cobra Commander, the base.
It was
circle. It was a round one. And all this shit came out.
Yeah, the one with the giant fucking snake suit.
I think, I'm pretty sure Sadie stole it when we were young.
Sadie, you motherfucker. Probably, he's
but
that,
yeah,
he seems,
exactly.
He looks shady
him
to
him and his
me.
Brother, it's fucking guys.
Okay, mine would be two Christmases I remember. One in particular, I was like 4 or 5 years old. My dad got me Optimus Prime.
Oh, nice!
And it was just like, and it sucks because like a week before, my brothers are like, do you want to know what you got? I'm like, yeah. Like, if you poke a hole here, you can find, you know, see what it looks like. And I was playing with the fucking box wrapped up because I knew what the fuck it was already. A week leading up.
So you already knew it was Optimus.
Yeah, but, I mean, to open it up. And those, they were made back then die-cast metal. So they were cool as fuck.
Fucking heavy, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then a second time, he went out of his way to find me Battle Cat.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He ran in. Anyway, so those were two ones that stood out. But Optimus Prime probably is the one because I'm a big Optimus Prime fan. So here you go. 14. Self-hatching interactive pets. From a self-hatching interactive pet and a coding toy for toddlers to a modern twist on a classic board game. Here are the toys worthy of your attention this holiday shopping season. So let me know if you have questions or if you have nephews, nieces, you would buy any of these for. Let's start with Hatchimals, which may just be the buzziest toy of the season. Don't even know what this is. I saw a picture, though.
I saw the news on this one.
Okay, each plush creature lives inside a large plastic egg and eventually hatches. By interacting with it, the Hatchimal comes out of the shell after about 30 minutes of continuous play. Interesting. The furry pet, which costs $60, pecks at the exterior loudly and with force and ultimately breaks through.
Then what?
It's like a real-life Tamagotchi. A Hatchimal needs to be taken care of. Its behavior matures over a couple of days and weeks the more you play with it, transitioning from an infant to an adult.
Wow.
So do you remember those Tamagotchis?
I saw on the news. It's like an egg and then...
That looks kind of cool, though,
and
dude.
You kind of like break out, like just like a fucking hatching.
That kind of looks cool, though, dude. For $60?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Number 13, the do-it-yourself Lego drone. Here's a neat idea for those Legos laying around the house. Use them to make a drone. Flybricks created a do-it-yourself drone making kit that lets ordinary Lego bricks take flight. It comes in two versions, a basic package, here's the kicker, $189, which works with an app, and the deluxe version, $249, which includes a handheld controller. Both are a few hundred dollars cheaper than most do-it-yourself drone kits on the market.
You fucking crash it, there's Legos everywhere.
True, you can glue Legos together then.
Yeah, that's true. Then, Jesus.
So that's it. I mean, that's all we got. Next one's going to be 12, Barbie's high-tech dream house. Barbie has always had a glitzy dream house, but this year her pad gets a high-tech renovation. Barbie now lives in a two-story smart house that connects to Wi-Fi and responds to voice command.
Damn, she's just totally... 2016, so, man.
Yeah, right. We were talking about the toys we got, and I was stoked about diecast metal fucking kill the toy that can like knock you out with. You can tell the house to do more than 100 things, such as open the door, turn on the fireplace, flush the toilet, operate the elevator. Wow, all that for $300.
That sounds about $300. Wow.
Number 11, encoding for preschoolers. This one kind of sounds cool. It's never too early to teach someone how to code. Fisher-Price has introduced a coding toy called the Codapillar, which familiarizes preschoolers with simple problem-solving and sequencing concepts. The cute motorized caterpillar, and it doesn't sound that bad, $50, consists of color-coded pieces that separate and click together to make it move. It's possible to send the Codapillar in different directions by rearranging its parts. With a new combination, it also lights up and makes sounds. That doesn't sound bad.
It sounds difficult for a little one.
Yeah, but I guess if you get them started that early, like, they can start building shit.
They can't even run the fucking running man without fucking tripping over each other.
True. I like that. Number 10, No Cash Monopoly.
Hasbro's new
Monopoly Ultimate Banking Game, $25. It's totally cashless. Instead of you classic Monopoly money, the game has bank cards and an electronic banking unit. I'm kind of cool with that.
I liked it because I fucking hated doing the money. And then whoever was the banker was a thief.
They were motherfuckers.
Fucking, okay.
They would cheat you. Yeah, I agree.
Cheater motherfuckers.
Here you go. Number 9, a robot with feelings. At just 2.5 inches tall, Cosmo is a robot with a soul. This one actually looks cool. Or at least it's designed to have one. By looking into its animated eyes, displayed via a small OLED screen, the robot shows emotion. Depending on the situation, it'll be angry, bored, happy, and even annoyed. From toy maker Enki, Cosmo looks like a Pixar's Wall-E character. It can be programmed to move and interact with the user too. Cosmo senses where you are, what you're doing, and plays games. Think of it as like a tabletop puppy. Price at $180.
I wanted to name the price.
Oh.
$180. Yeah, I thought it would be like about $250, but okay.
Okay, let's play that one then. Yeah. We still got 8 more. Number 8 is going to be Smart Desk for Toddlers. VTech Smart Desk has an interactive desktop to help kids learn their letters, numbers, and shapes. The LED display pairs with 5 different cards which parents or children insert into the desk for real-time lessons.
Hmm.
So for this smart desk, where they can put in chips or cards...
I'm going to say about $125.
Hmm. The desk also transformed into an easel and a chalkboard. $55. I think that's good for a kid.
Sounds like getting your kid into a cubicle.
Getting
used to that fucking...
Yeah, a fucking cubicle, yeah. Office work, I guess. Okay, that might suck then. Number 7. You can virtually bring Play-Doh creations to life. Classic Play-Doh doesn't take much to entertain kids, but now the company has taken it to another level. Hasbro's Play-Doh Touch Studio Set comes with shape cutters, other tools, and a base for kids to make designs. It syncs up with an iOS app that brings those creations to life. After placing the Play-Doh shape on the base and scanning it with the app, it appears as a virtual character inside a game. On the iPad, you can touch the character, make it dance, and explore the virtual world. The app will prompt users to make certain shapes with the Play-Doh to unlock new features. How much would you pay for that?
I'll pay about $50.
Good call on that. Exclusively through Apple, $40.
Oh, fucking have it, man.
You're there. Number 6, Smart R2-D2. Star Wars fans, both adults and kids alike, will have fun with Hasbro's Smart R2-D2. You control R2-D2 through an app, allowing it to move around and spin its head. It also responds to your voice. Ask R2-D2 what's up, and it responds with the iconic character sound. The app features tutorials about how to program R2-D2 to move, dance, and play sounds.
You know, I don't even need that. I got a couple students.
How much would you pay for that?
Oh, Star Wars? It's going to be at least... in the hundreds, I'm going to say about $175.
That one doesn't say how big that one is. It is $100. I wouldn't mind an R2 fucking roaming around, or even that fucking other fucking robot with feelings.
It's all sad.
It's something else I can never fucking pay attention to.
Stop fucking bugging me.
I work too much, damn it. I don't have enough time to fit sickness into my schedule. How am I supposed to fit you
in? Slap, slap. I'm sorry.
I know. My bad. That was a bad joke. That was funny, though. Number 5, make your own toys. Why buy a toy when you can 3D print your own? Mattel teamed up with Autodex, don't know what that is, a maker of 3D design software, for a new take on an old classic, the ThingMaker 3D printer. Mattel's toy making kit was a hit back in 1960, allowing kids to make creepy crawly toy spiders. That's what it was.
Oh, I remember
and
those.
Lizards using simple molds from
remember the rubber. Commercial? Creepy crawler.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like all these different colors and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like neon shit. Yeah.
Yes.
And they were pretty cool. The newest version of ThingMaker priced at,
It's a printer? You get the printer too?
Works alongside a design app to create everything from dolls and dinosaurs to even jewelry.
$300.
It then syncs up with the printer to crank up the creations. And ding, ding, ding. Good job on that one. Number 4, the wall-climbing gecko bot. Gecko bots are robots that mimic the moves of a real gecko. They can even climb up walls and windows. But the best part is you assemble and wire it yourself. So kind of cool that you're building this shit. The toy from Thames and Cosmo includes a battery-powered motor that triggers the robot's legs to move back and forth. Meanwhile, an air suction system flows and allows it to walk vertically up and down smooth surfaces like glass, plastic, and whiteboards. That sounds like it would be pricey, especially if you build it yourself. How much would you pay for that? Does it sound like something you would do, though?
No, it sounds like too much work. $75.
$50.
Ah!
Not bad. Number 3, a robot controlled by color. Ozobot Evo is a tiny but packs a punch. The dome-shaped robot has infrared sensing as well as color and light sensors. Draw a pattern on paper with colored ink and it will move and trace it. So that's kind of cool. It's programmed to stop when it senses one color and moves in a different direction with another color. But put something in its path and Evo will detect it and avoid it. The lights and sounds can also be programmed. How much would you pay for something like that? So you draw shit and... So you put it on your table and on the side you're drawing shit and it's moving around your table. And if it's going to fall off, or since it's going to fall off, it won't fall off.
Does that sound something you would... $50.
That one was $100.
Meh.
Number 2, AI-powered Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels now makes an AI-enabled smart cars. Mattel's AI race system, it gives the price ready, features two cars fitted with smart sensors. As a car rounds a 20-piece track, it reads coded patterns embedded on the bottom of each piece, thanks to AI technology backed into the controller. The controller systems with two syncs up with the track. I give me just classic Hot Wheels. Even as a kid, this is too much. But how much would you pay for AI?
$125.
Close, $100.
Ah.
And number 1, this one is dumb to me, but I guess it would make sense. But I would never buy this for my kid. Granted, I don't have kids, but I would never buy this for my kid because we're stuck in doing that shit anyways. And if you follow my Instagram, I have nothing but selfies anyways. Selfies and karaoke. Moose's Toys Selfie Mic blends two trends in one, karaoke and selfies. It's essentially a selfie stick with a working karaoke microphone, earpiece, and music app. Kids can record themselves, lip sync to songs, and even create their own music videos. So it's a fucking selfie stick and a camera, and you can karaoke, and you got a microphone. This one's kind of cheap, but I guess I can see kids liking it. Like, my niece loves to fucking sing and dance.
$25.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's all I got, man. Commercials. We'll hit it.
Go to thecomicsyndicate.com. Christmas is here. You'll see two banners. One orange, one black. The Amazon. You go down there. You're buying gifts and all that good stuff for your kids and loved ones. And we get a little piece of it. And it helps us keep the lights on. We do appreciate for everyone that is buying. And if you want to get it quick, you don't want to... Who the hell wants to pay for shipping? You get Prime, you get 2-day, sometimes 1-day shipping, free shipping, so it pays for itself if you're a big buyer, and we hope you do buy a lot of stuff.
Thank you to everyone that has. All right, man, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, share the podcast, and we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate. Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
All right, man, we're just going to hit the main topics real quick. Game of Thrones prequel set still in the works. Sorry about that. You know, I don't watch TV.
Game of Thrones is the shit.
Okay. We have R-rated Justice League Dark release's first trailer. Did you see
it? I loved it.
It looked good, right?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing. Man, give me more Swamp Thing. Next one's going to be Marvel's Inhumans coming to IMAX, ABC in fall 2017.
Yeah, I heard about that, but you know what? Are they going to have the writing in humans, or?
I don't know, dude, but I'm curious, but that they're working with IMAX and ABC to get this going, and it's going to be, okay, forget about the Inhumans movie as part of Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Marvel has instead announced a TV series spotlighting the property that will debut in September 2017 on IMAX screens before moving to the small screen on ABC.
Man, they're really playing the safe with this.
Yeah.
They don't want to pull that trigger on that movie.
No. Next one's going to be something I really enjoy doing or love is Takashi Miike's Blade of the Immortal trailer. It's the first Japanese language trailer for controversial director Takashi Miike's film adaptation of Hiroki Samura's Blade of the Immortal. Now, my brother Moses got me in this.
Me too.
Okay, you've read it, dude. Yeah. Love it. Cool. Manji is the name of the character. He was infected with these bloodworms, I guess. And his curse is, I mean, he was a samurai fucking badass anyways, but it was all the wrongdoings he did, and you can never die is what he was told. He's like, no, I can break the curse. The only way I can break the curse is I have to kill 100 bad men.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit he goes through.
He goes through a lot of damage, dude. He kills a lot of dudes.
It's dope. So I didn't get to watch this trailer, but I just love fucking Blade of the Immortal anyways. Next one's going to be comics, dude. DC teases second season of Sheriff of Babylon. Possible title change. I thought it was just going to be the first 12 issues and that was it. Apparently they're coming back.
Cool.
But it kind of left on a cliffhanger, so I'm down with that. Next one's going to be Rat Queens returns with new artist and new number one. So there was an issue with the artist.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike got me into fucking Rat Queens, so I'm kind of stoked about that. That's all we got, man. Fuck it. You started up.
Oh, we wanted to...
Oh, yes. Go for it. Do you want to hit it or do you want me to hit it? We'll jump in. You start. I'll piggyback.
So, you know, we read comics. We try to read comics every week. And, I mean, we were always talking to Joe about it. You know, sometimes it's fucking hard, man, to read so many titles in 5 days, 6 days, 7 days.
Fuck, a night.
And it's just like, you know what? It's just so much shit going on, especially the holiday season.
And I work in a second job, dude. The last thing I want to do when I get home is fucking read or be on a tablet or be on my laptop. I'm just fucking wiped, dude. So,
it's hard, man.
We're going to figure out how to do it from here on out. And we are the Comic Syndicate, so we're going to talk about everything like always. Unless I just leave the reading to you. But that would be unfair.
That would be...
But I do have...
It would be no reading.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Maybe we're thinking maybe two books, three books.
A piece, which is normally what we do. But to read as much as we read, I have no time.
And plus, when you get a big stack, it's really discouraging. Like, fuck, I gotta read all these goddamn books. And I have the podcast in an hour.
No, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you, dude. I have no time for anything. Again, I'm so busy that being sick has to... I have set an appointment for getting sick later on down the road. I have no time for getting sick.
I got basketball coming up, too.
Yeah, oh, fuck me. So there you go. All right, so we do have reviews. Adam's going to start up, and yeah.
All right, so new Wolverine 14. I've been liking this title a lot. We left off with Laura just killing all these fucking villagers because these planes came and they triggered her. I guess you could call it animal instinct with this mist, not the Terran mist, some other mist, and she just fucking murdered the entire town. So we got S.H.I.E.L.D. coming in. She's laying on the ground with all these dead people. She kind of the. Whatever made her do it, the chemicals are out of her system. And they're really, you know, get on the ground. They beat the shit out of her. You know, we got Nick Fury.
Oh, I'm like, wait a second.
He's there. They take her in. And they're going after the three the three airplanes that kind of like sprayed this shit over the town to trigger her. But they go into these different country where they're not allowed there, so SHIELD can't go. And they're all going to Midapore. I think it's called Midapore.
Midapore.
And, you know, Laura's all like, you know, fuck that. We need to get these guys, you know. But as she's still handcuffed. And so they send out these two planes. But before they get to that border, there's this giant ship that shoots down Nick Fury's planes. So now he's like, fuck, I just lost more fucking people. You know, what's going on? She goes, I don't really know what's going on. All I know is that they came over here and they wanted me to do this. And she gets out of the chains easily. And she pretty much fucking jumps out the fucking plane to go stop these guys. Okay. And it's kind of fucked up because, like, Nick Fury puts, like, three bullets in her. You know, well, you know, she jumps out of the plane and she goes back home.
Okay.
They don't know where she lives yet. And she picks up the clone, her little girl. And, you know, it's pretty much saying, you know, I'm going to take off. I'm going to go find these fuckers and kill them. And she's like, oh, I'll go with you. And she's like, no, you're too young. But, you know, she's like, no, you know, you need someone to back you up. Mm-hmm. I'm your clone, so I know how to take care of myself.
Oh, the younger girl. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they pretty much get over there. They meet up with an old friend. I don't know her, who she is. Let me see if I find her name. She's an older woman with an eye patch, too. And I guess Laura was supposed to kill her, but she never did. They put her on her ship, and they're heading over to Madripoor, or whatever it's called.
Madripoor.
Yeah, okay. So she to go kill these guys.
Okay.
Pretty much easy breezy.
Okay.
Good comic.
Cool, man. This one I have never read before, so I want to premise this by starting off by saying I'm not a Superman fan. Now, my buddy Bruce at work, the second job, you know, I started chatting with him, and he used to collect comics and used to read, and everyone always gives me that weird eye, oh, you don't like Superman?
Oh, you don't like fucking Harry Potter? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Now, I'm not a Superman fan. Okay, Chris Reeve from the old black and white show in the fucking, what, 40s, 50s? Mm. I liked those classic ones on Nick at Night. Christopher Reeve as Superman in the 80s, fucking.
Really?
I liked him. I liked him as Superman. And when I was a kid, it was cool. After that, I just probably stopped caring about Superman. Because once I love flawed characters. Hence why I love villains. Because the more interesting characters to me are characters that have a story. I don't need a story about fucking some man that can't be hurt, minus this green fucking little rock. So I don't like it. Like, I like Batman because, fuck, the homeboy can get hurt. Homeboy can fucking die. And he's still doing his job day in, day out. So that's probably why I hate Superman.
Mm.
So anyways, premise this before. This is All-Star Superman. This one came out in 2005, I believe. Grant Morrison is the writer.
That's good.
Frank Quitely is the artist. And Jamie Grant's the inker. It's really good. It starts off with the first manned astronauts pretty much working on something on the sun, trying to get information. Apparently somebody on the ship is, I don't know, I don't want to say seduced, but somehow is being worked by somebody else or being controlled by somebody else. And Superman goes straight rushing to the sun to help out these astronauts. We come to find right away that Lex Luthor is controlling one of these guys on the ship. Now, the guy on the ship kind of mutates and he has a fight with Superman. And they have a small scrap, but they both end up like in the heart of the sun, and Superman is able to kill this mutant or whatever it might be, and in doing so, he somehow infects himself with something. As the story progresses, it'll go through, but he's getting these new abilities we haven't really seen from Superman before. So when he finally gets back to base camp, it's like, all right, we need to do some tests on you. Well, you're a lot stronger than you were before, and you have these new abilities. But we found something out in your bloodstream. Your cells are destroying themselves. So, at a rapid rate. So, we don't want to break it to you. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm dying. Mm-hmm. So, by this point, him and Lois Lane are boyfriend and girlfriend. But Superman and her are boyfriend and girlfriend. So when he finally has enough balls to tell her, he takes her to his new fortress of solitude in the desert, like banked up. So it's kind of like he has his own mini version of a Batcave, or the Superman version of a Batcave.
In the desert?
He takes her. Yeah, and it's some mountain area.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's kind of cool. He shows her, and it's literally like the Batcave, his version of it. And he tells her straight up, like, all right, I just want to let you know, I am Clark Kent. Don't be fucking with me. There's no way you can be Clark Kent. After all the stories I wrote, you thinking you were Clark Kent. He's like, no, sweetie, I'm Clark Kent.
He puts
on the glasses. He's like, see, I'm Clark Kent. So he's like, no, stupid, you're not fucking Clark Kent. So she doesn't bite at all. To top things off, while she's freaking balls, like, Superman, what games are you playing? You're not telling me something here. It's him trying to break down and tell her, like, all right, not only am I Clark Kent, babe, I also got to let you know I'm kind of dying on you. But he still hasn't told her yet. And so she's freaking balls. And just a relationship. The relationship aspect I like of it is really fucking cool. So she's there. She freaks out some more. And she's just seeing what he has in his arsenal. Like, I picked up this here. I picked up this there. So she ends up blasting him with something. And it happens to be her birthday, by the way. So he's like, oh, I can finally give you your birthday present after you just blasted me with something that would have normally killed me. But since I got these new powers, it didn't kill me. He's like, okay, for your birthday, I made this vial for you. And for 24 hours, you can have my powers. So she's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Opens up her present. She fucking swallows it down. And super Lois for a day. So he takes her out on a mission. And as soon as they go out to work, they meet these people, these characters that everyone knows about. Very cool as the story progresses. This 12 chapters worth of fucking just cool stories. So it's now trials and tribulations that Superman has to face throughout this whole story that's underlying. I really like how the Lex Luthor story is the best, dude. His story is pretty much he's incarcerated. And he was controlling the mutant that infected Superman or took him to the level to the Sun War. Fuck yeah, I killed you. So technically, I killed Superman. So very cool, because now we see Clark Kent going to interview Lex Luthor in prison, and Lex Luthor's just working out, like, put more weight on this, like, benching and fucking squatting, and he's like, no, I want to face Superman eventually, but he's like, bronze, you know, smarts always beat bronze, so that's the underlying story there. There's a really great part of the story that I love that I've never, like, I've seen it before, but I've never caught it where there's a point where Lois looks at him and she's like, will you finally tell me what's going on? He's like, hold on, there's somewhere I have to be. And he hears like this lady on the telephone, no, tell her to wait, I'll be right there. This is what Superman, and granted he's hearing everyone's conversation go on, but he's like, no, tell her, you know, I'll be right back, Lois. There's someone else I have to go to. So the woman he was hearing out was a woman talking to her patient. And there's a little girl throws her phone off of the building. And a really great, really powerful moment, because it's a little girl who's going to go see the doctor because she's having issues of committing suicide. Mm-hmm. And just a great panel just a great page in general, because he shows up right behind her. He's like, I just want to let you know you're not alone and you're a lot stronger than this. The little girl turns around and gives him a big hug and she just starts bawling. So that's one of the beautiful things that I love about it. So even though Superman's dying, he's like, Lois, there's something I still got to tell you, babe, but I'll be right back. So the story is about that. There's another story where his time on the farm with his dad, Jonathan Kent, and something happens where something goes on, of course, in Smallville, and he rushes off to go save him. And there's a bunch of Supermen from the future that are trying to stop him, like, no, we got this taken care of, this villain from the future will take care of this Superman. You go back home. He's like, no, but I'm Superman. I can help out. And they all know, like, fuck. So he helps out save the day. He finally rushes back. And by the time he gets back to his dad, that's when his dad had his heart attack. Mm-hmm. And he feels bad. And it sucks because they never tell him, but they will just talk about it together. Like, we told you we got this under control because we wanted you to go back so you can be there for your dad as he's dying. So the emotional notes that Grant Morrison hits in this are really fucking good. So for the story, he's got some cheesy stories in there too, 12 chapters. 8 of them were good. The Lex Luthor ones are good. The emotional moments he hits are fucking great. The end of the story, I don't like, though. Like Grant Morrison. Granted, it took 3 years to write this.
You only made a movie, right?
No.
Cartoon movie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Really? Is it better than the ending of this?
I forgot the ending.
Okay, for the emotional moments, guys, everyone, it's really worth checking out. But as far for as the, is the juice worth the squeeze at the end? I'm like, oh, Grant Morrison kind of turns into Grant Morrison.
Now. Yeah, that was going to say, right?
I mean, he's a great writer, but like,
but his ending's fucking...
Yeah, so is it worth reading for the emotional moments? Yeah, there are a few moments where I'm like, fuck, this hurts. Like, it feels good, it feels bad, it hurts, but it's good. The ending, though, is the juice is worth the squeeze for the emotional moments. The ending is straight up crap. But yeah, so that's all I read, dude. That's my review of Grant Morrison All-Star Superman.
Cool, man.
All right, man, that's all I got. You guys can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter.
Ma'am the Beaner.
You guys can find me at For the Villain. On Twitter.
Everything.
Yeah. All right, guys. Like us on Facebook. Share the podcast more than anything. If you guys like the reviews, we're not going to have any more reviews. So we're just going to be called The Syndicate soon.
The Syndicate. No, we're going to be comics.
Yeah, we're going to add everything in still. But yeah, we just want to know what you guys think about this episode because no time for fucking sickness means no time to read either, dude. So yeah.
So you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes. Anything you want you say about Thanksgiving, man?
Just thankful for a job, thankful for loved ones, and thankful for everything.
Likewise, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my family, my friends. I'm thankful for being able to do it day in, day out, man. My health is number one these days. I've said it before in the past, like, we are our number ones. We each are. If I'm not healthy, I can't be doing stuff, providing for people. And if I'm not here healthy enough to be here, we are not putting on a podcast. I'm thankful for you as my friend and as my co-host, Mansa. And listeners, we're thankful for you guys for sharing us and just sticking on board. That's it. All right. We will catch you guys next week.
All righty. Peace out.